This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's an emerging educational divide in this country, another educational divide, we ought to say, over standardized tests and what role, if any, they should play in college admissions. More than 1,800 schools in the United States are currently test optional right now. That's according to the National Center for Fair and Open Testing, which means applicants don't have to submit SAT or ACT scores. For some context here, that's more than three quarters of the four-year schools in this country being test optional. And most of that happened during the pandemic. But then last week, the California State University System, the biggest four-year university system in the country, says it's making the change permanent and won't consider the tests at all. This week, though, MIT said it is reinstating its test requirement. Both moves, we're told, are being made in the name of equality and access. So what is a confused high school junior to do, Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes is on that one.
High schoolers have been filling out bubbles for decades.
We've been around since 1959.
Janet Godwin is the CEO of the ACT, which administers the ACT. She says the test was created to help prospective college students, including veterans returning from war, demonstrate they were ready for college.
It's an objective, benchmarked set of information that students can use and educators can use. Very different from a high school grade point average, for example, which is very subjective and very different from one district to another.
The idea is the test is, you know, standardized throughout the country. So a good score could help a student who didn't go to as strong a high school. But opponents of these tests say
the notion of the diamond in the rough being discovered by the test is a falsehood.
Akhil Bello is with the nonprofit National Center for Fair and Open Testing. He says students from affluent backgrounds are more likely to do well on these tests.
The test is advantaging a particular group of students and disadvantaging the students that they're claiming are helped by the test.
Now, with more schools changing how they consider test scores, college counselors are changing how they talk about them. Patrick Lorenzo is with St. Ignatius College Prep, a private high school in San Francisco.
Testing was always part of the conversation, right? Oh, which one are you taking? When are you going to take it? Now, the question becomes, do you want to take it? You don't have to.
Lorenzo says that gives more power to students and lets other qualities shine through on their applications. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.